This is JIS News coming up. Improved water supply for Trelawney residents, 50 playgrounds to be installed at schools and children's homes, and 27% of returns for January filed through TAJ's new Revenue Administration Information System. The news in detail after this message.
The Planning Institute of Jamaica, PIOJ, planning today, securing tomorrow through policies and plans geared at growing the economy, reducing poverty, promoting sustainable development, thus making Jamaica the place of choice to live, work, raise families, and do business.
JIS has gone mobile. Access news and radio content anytime from anywhere on the JIS mobile app. Available on Android devices. Just go to the Google Play Store, search Jamaica Information Service, install the app and be instantly connected. JIS, the voice of Jamaica.
Now the news. Close to 6,700 National Water Commission NWC customers in Clarkstown, Trelawney and surrounding communities are benefiting from improved water supply following the commission of 8 kilometers of pipeline. This was carried out under the Clarkstown Water Supply Pipeline Replacement Project, completed at just under $91 million. Speaking at the recent commissioning service, Water Minister Robert Pickersgill reiterated that the provision of potable water to Jamaicans is a priority of the government. He says the government recognizes that a reliable supply of potable water will contribute to sustainable development, particularly in rural communities.
This administration realizes that water is a very important resource, and so we are working hard to ensure that our rural communities receive a steady supply of this precious resource. And by doing so, we are indeed infusing them with new life.
Minister Pickersgill says the pipeline replacement project forms part of efforts to reduce the NWC's financial losses, as several leaks were discovered on the old pipeline. A total of 50 playgrounds will be supplied and installed in schools and children's homes across the island. This is in keeping with the mandate of the Child Development Agency, the CDA, to provide quality care for children under state protection. The state-run Glenhope Nursery in Kingston recently received a playground valued at $50,000 under a partnership involving the CDA, Food for the Poor, and the United States-based volunteer organizations Embracing Orphans and Kids Around the World. Speaking at the handing over ceremony, Chief Executive Officer of the CDA, Rosalie Gage Gray, said the donation of the playground will help to ensure the children can exercise the right to play, as outlined in the UN Convention on the Rights of the Child.
Recreation is a right, and play is essential for child development, so it is a very timely donation, and it will help to stimulate the children.
Freehill Primary School in St. Anne has also received a playground valued at $60,000. Tax Administration Jamaica TAJ has recorded over 2,000 consumption tax returns being filed through its new Revenue Administration Information System, RAIS, implemented on February 9. This translates to 27% of returns filed on time for the January period. Phase 1 of the RAIS was successfully rolled out by TAJ to expand its e-services. The RAIS web service allows persons to file and pay general consumption tax, special consumption tax, guest accommodation room tax and telephone call tax via the TAJ portal, jamaicatax.gov.jm. It also allows taxpayers to manage their own account, facilitating greater control than the previous system. Persons seeking assistance to access the new online system are advised to contact the TAJ Customer Care Center at 1-888-TAX-HELP or a taxpayer education officer assigned to a revenue service center. And the National Task Force Against Trafficking in Persons, NATFATIP, will be partnering with stakeholders in the health sector in the fight against human trafficking. Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Justice and Chair of NATFATIP, Carol Palmer, says information relating to trafficking can be garnered from health professionals to assist in eradicating the crime.
We have now embarked on sensitization of our health professionals, and we've started with the mental health sector, where they can be fully apprised of what human trafficking is and the kinds of things to look for with a victim.
Mrs. Palmer reiterates that the Justice Ministry is also partnering with the Ministry of Education to integrate the issue of human trafficking in the curriculum for students in grades 7 to 9. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.